Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing a person who influenced your understanding of current events. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to personal experiences and influences. One such topic that frequently appears is describing a person who has influenced your understanding of current events. This article will provide you with valuable insights and sample answers to help you excel in this part of the IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand what this topic entails. When asked to describe a person who has influenced your understanding of current events, you should focus on identifying a specific individual, explaining how they've impacted your understanding, providing concrete examples of current events they've helped you understand better. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to articulate personal experiences, express opinions, and demonstrate your awareness of current affairs. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about current events and your sources of information. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How do you usually stay informed about current events? Band 6-7. Answer. I usually stay informed about current events by reading news websites and watching TV news. I also use social media platforms to get updates on what's happening around the world. Band 8-9. Answer. I make a concerted effort to stay abreast of current affairs through a variety of channels. I regularly peruse reputable news websites, subscribe to quality newspapers, and tune into in-depth news analysis programs. Additionally, I find podcasts to be an invaluable resource for gaining deeper insights into complex global issues. Do you think it's important to keep up with the news? Why or why not? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think it's important to keep up with the news because it helps us understand what's happening in the world. It can also be useful for making decisions in our daily lives. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I believe staying informed about current events is crucial in today's interconnected world. It not only broadens our perspective, but also enables us to make well-informed decisions in various aspects of life, from personal choices to professional endeavors. Moreover, being aware of global issues fosters a sense of civic responsibility and allows us to engage in meaningful discussions about the challenges facing our society. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who has influenced your understanding of current events. You should say, who this person is, how you know them, what current events they've helped you understand, and explain how they've influenced your understanding. Band 6-7, answer. The person who has influenced my understanding of current events is my high school history teacher, Mr. Johnson. I had him as a teacher for 2 years, and he always made an effort to connect historical events to current affairs. One of the current events he helped me understand better was the ongoing conflicts in the Middle East. He explained the historical background of these conflicts, which made it easier for me to grasp the complexity of the situation. Mr. Johnson influenced my understanding by encouraging us to think critically about news reports and to look at issues from different perspectives. He taught us to question our assumptions and to seek out reliable sources of information. Thanks to his influence, I now pay more attention to the context of current events and try to understand the underlying causes rather than just the surface-level information. Band 8-9 answer. The individual who has profoundly influenced my understanding of current events is Dr. Sarah Chen, a renowned political analyst and my university professor. I had the privilege of attending her lectures on international relations for 2 semesters, and her insights have been invaluable in shaping my perspective on global affairs. One of the most significant contributions Dr. Chen made to my understanding was her analysis of the intricate dynamics of U.S.-China relations. She expertly dissected the historical, economic, and geopolitical factors that underpin this complex relationship, enabling me to grasp the nuances of ongoing trade disputes and diplomatic tensions between these two global powers. Dr. Chen's influence on my understanding of current events has been transformative. She instilled in me the importance of adopting a multifaceted approach to analyzing news and global issues. Her emphasis on considering historical context, cultural perspectives, and economic motivations has dramatically enhanced my ability to interpret and evaluate current events. Moreover, she cultivated in me a healthy skepticism towards media narratives, encouraging me to cross-reference information from various reputable sources and to always question the underlying motivations behind news stories. This approach has fundamentally altered the way I consume and process information about world events. Thanks to Dr. Chen's mentorship, I now possess a more nuanced and sophisticated understanding of global affairs. Her influence has not only made me a more informed citizen, but has also ignited a passion for international relations that continues to shape my academic and professional pursuits. Follow-up questions. How has this person's influence changed the way you consume news? Can you give an example of a recent event that you understood better because of this person's influence? Band 6-7. Answer. Mr. Johnson's influence has made me more careful about where I get my news. I now try to read from different sources to get a balanced view. A recent event I understood better was the Brexit negotiations. Because of what I learned from him about the European Union's history, I could better understand the complexities of the UK leaving the EU. Band 8-9. Answer. Dr. Chen's influence has fundamentally transformed my approach to consuming news. I now actively seek out diverse perspectives and prioritize in-depth analysis over sensationalist headlines. I've developed a habit of cross-referencing information from multiple reputable sources and considering the historical and cultural context of events. A prime example of how her influence enhanced my understanding of current events is the ongoing global semiconductor shortage. Thanks to Dr. Chen's teachings on the intricacies of global supply chains and geopolitical implications of technological dominance, I was able to grasp not just the immediate economic impact, but also the broader strategic implications for various nations. This comprehensive understanding allowed me to anticipate potential policy shifts and economic repercussions well before they became mainstream news topics. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think social media has changed the way people understand current events? Band 6-7 answer. I think social media has made it easier for people to access news quickly. However, it has also led to the spread of fake news and misinformation. People now need to be more careful about what they read and believe on social media platforms. Band 8-9 answer. Social media has revolutionized the landscape of information dissemination and consumption. On one hand, it has democratized access to information, allowing for real-time updates and diverse perspectives on current events. This immediacy and variety can lead to a more nuanced understanding of complex issues. However, the flip side of this coin is the proliferation of misinformation and echo chambers. The algorithms that power social media platforms often prioritize engagement over accuracy, which can lead to the rapid spread of sensationalized or even false information. Moreover, these algorithms tend to reinforce existing beliefs, creating echo chambers that can narrow one's perspective rather than broaden it. Another significant change is the blurring of lines between news and opinion. On social media, personal views and factual reporting often appear side by side, making it challenging for users to distinguish between the two. This has necessitated the development of new forms of media literacy to navigate this complex information ecosystem. Ultimately, while social media has undoubtedly increased access to information about current events, it has also complexified the process of developing an accurate and comprehensive understanding. It places a greater onus on individuals to critically evaluate sources, seek out diverse viewpoints, and corroborate information, skills that are increasingly crucial in our digital age. Q. Do you think it's possible to get an unbiased view of current events? Why or why not? Band 6-7 answer. I think it's very difficult to get a completely unbiased view of current events. Everyone has their own opinions and perspectives, including journalists and news organizations. However, we can try to get a more balanced view by reading from different sources and thinking critically about the information we receive. Band 8-9 answer. The pursuit of an entirely unbiased view of current events is, in my opinion, an admirable yet ultimately unattainable goal. This is due to several inherent factors in the way news is produced and consumed. Firstly, human subjectivity plays an inevitable role. Every individual, including journalists, editors, and news consumers, brings their own set of experiences, cultural background, and personal biases to their interpretation of events. These subjective lenses invariably color the way information is presented and understood. Secondly, the structural biases inherent in media organizations cannot be overlooked. Factors such as ownership, funding sources, target audience, and even the geographic location of a news outlet can subtly influence the framing and selection of news stories. Moreover, the very act of reporting involves making choices about what to include or exclude, which inherently introduces a form of bias. The decision of what constitutes newsworthy is itself a subjective judgment. However, while achieving perfect objectivity may be impossible, striving for a more balanced and comprehensive understanding is both possible and crucial. This can be achieved through several strategies. Consuming news from a diverse range of sources, including those with differing editorial stances. Developing strong critical thinking skills to evaluate the credibility of sources and the logic of arguments presented. Seeking out primary sources and raw data where possible, rather than relying solely on interpretations. Acknowledging and questioning our own biases as we engage with news and information. In conclusion, while we may never achieve a completely unbiased view, the process of actively seeking balance and diversity in our information diet can lead to a more nuanced and accurate understanding of current events. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Profoundly influenced, adverb plus verb, had a deep and significant effect. Example, her teachings profoundly influenced my worldview. Nuanced understanding, adjective plus noun, a sophisticated, subtle comprehension. Example, I gained a more nuanced understanding of global politics. Cultivate verb, to develop or foster. Example, the course helped cultivate my interest in current affairs. Multifaceted approach, adjective noun, a method considering many aspects. Example, she taught us to take a multifaceted approach to analyzing news. Intricate dynamics, adjective noun, complex interactions or relationships. Example, he explained the intricate dynamics of international trade. Cross-reference verb, to compare or verify information from different sources. Example, it's important to cross-reference information from various news outlets. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Engage in conversations about current events in English to build confidence and fluency. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use sophisticated terms related to news and current affairs. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts, explain your thoughts and provide examples to support your points. Stay informed. Regularly read or watch news in English to stay updated on current events. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Demonstrate your language proficiency by using a mix of simple and complex sentences. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, make sure your responses sound natural and personal. By following these tips and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about influential people and current events in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to express your ideas clearly, use a range of vocabulary, and demonstrate your ability to discuss complex topics with confidence. For more IELTS preparation tips, you might find it helpful to read about how to describe a book or article that changed your perspective or the impact of online learning on academic performance. These topics can provide additional context and vocabulary that may be useful in discussing current events and influential people.